It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
And you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's the first Monday in this month, and it's the first day of the week. Are you excited to be alive this morning? For me, I am very much excited, and I am very, very grateful for the gift of life, which money cannot buy. For this, Lord Jesus, I want to say thank you. I want you, all our listeners, to also take a moment of your time to appreciate this man who has made it possible. This, our Father, our Lord, our God, our Sustainer, who has made this possible. Do you love the man of Galilee? Okay, I want you to take that time to just appreciate God. Let him know how grateful you are for your family, for everything he has been doing for you and for sustaining you, for seeing the fifth day in the month of August 2024. Lord Jesus, we want to say thank you for a brand new Monday, a brand new day, a brand new week. Lord, we appreciate you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us, this is Praise Palace Radio, and you're listening to the Open Heaven Hour. This is the time of the day where we get to learn and share the Word of God, where we get to gather as believers, where we get to gather as people who are eager to hear the Word of God. So all is welcome. So if this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering if you're in the right place, I want to assure you that you are in the right place. We get to equip ourselves every single morning for our day-to-day. So if you are frustrated, anxious, and if you are overwhelmed, you have a lot of questions that you need to be answered, this is a place where you get the answers, because we get to hear the mind of God every single morning. And if you're a frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So wake everybody up. Share the link. Call family and friends. Let us gather as a community. And let us hear the word for today. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Elder of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you. Today is Monday, the 5th of August, or the 5th day in the month of August 2024, and I want to welcome you. Today we'll be looking at a topic in our Open Heaven that says, fire in your bosom. Fire in your bosom. Our hymn today is hymn 31, Yield Not to Temptation. Yield Not to Temptation. a Bible in 1 year. It will be taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 9 to chapter 11. Jeremiah from chapter 9 to chapter 11. Our memory verse today is very short, precise, and straight to the point, so it's easy to learn. We'll all learn it together this morning. Our memory verse is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. Abstain from all appearance of evil. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from Proverbs chapter 4, from verse 14 to 15. Proverbs chapter 4, from verse 14 to 15. It says, "Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on." May God bless the hearing and the reading of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, "The Bible says that a man cannot take fire in his bosom and not be burnt." The book of Proverbs chapter 6, verse 27. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 27. Fire in this context is sin. If a believer is allowing sin or an appearance of sin around him or her, he or she is taking fire in his or her bosom and will eventually be burned. I learned from Joseph's story that when the devil is determined to bring a man down, he will position temptation around him such that he will keep seeing it continually. He knows that if the temptation is right in front of the fellow every day, it is only a matter of time before he falls. This is why I have always told my children that they must not have a secretary or personal assistant who is of the opposite sex. It is better not to bring the temptation anywhere near you than to believe that you can resist it. A common adage in Yoruba land says, "If you will not eat it, don't smell it." If a man has been asking you for a relationship and you know that it will lead to sin, why are you still answering his calls? If you are always tempted to steal, why will you agree to help your group or department keep the money they contributed? You must stay far from whatever you know can lead you to sin, because the devil is described as a serpent. A serpent is very subtle and cunning. As dangerous as it is, it can crawl right beside you without you realizing it. You may have sworn that you will never do something, but if you allow that thing around you, the devil will cunningly get you to do it. The elders say that it is through an opening in the wall that the lizard gains entrance into the house. When you give room to temptation around you, you have opened up the walls of your soul, and it is only a matter of time before the sin creeps in. Unfriend that friend who always suggests sinful things. Relocate from that area where you are more susceptible to committing sin. Delete whatever it is on your phone that can lead you to sin. And just do whatever it takes to get sin far from you. It is better to lose these things and make it to heaven than to retain them and go to hell. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, think about the things or people that present temptation to you regularly and ensure that you stay away from them. Think about the things or people that present temptations to you regularly and ensure that you stay away from them. Thank you for staying tuned and listening till the end of the show. I do hope you have been blessed, but you can also be a blessing to somebody today by sharing. How can you do that? By simply visiting our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast. You would see our Open Heaven devotional. Click on all our past and current Open Heaven. You can click on the share button and share. You can also download on your mobile devices to listen at any time. And if you'd like to join us live every morning, you can also tune in on our radio station at www.praisepalaceradio.com. You can also have this on your mobile devices with our mobile app. You can see this on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. This will help you to tune into every of our other shows aside from the Open Heaven Hour, because we have other exciting and amazing shows lined up for your day. Please, I don't want you to leave yet until you have listened to the Corner of Hope. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather to listen to another word on the mind of God, I want you to stay blessed. You can stay tuned. This far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you, because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.